With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says a deal to release hostages in the Israel-Hamas war is imminent.
We're now very close. Could bring some of these hostages home very soon.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby talks about what is needed if they can get the hostages out.
I think you can imagine, and again, I want to be careful here, I don't negotiate in public, but if you're going to secure the release of hostages, and we certainly hope we're going to be able to do that soon, you got to make sure they can get from where they are to safety and do that as safely as possible, which means you're going to have at least a temporary localized stop in the fighting to allow them to move.
Reports say a hostage agreement could be announced very soon. Also at SRNnews.com, a shooter opened fire at a Walmart in Ohio, wounding four people before killing himself, according to police.
Officials say the man walked into the Walmart in Beaver Creek, which is in the Dayton metropolitan area, around 8:30 Monday night and began firing a gun, injuring four people. The victims were taken to area hospitals. Police say the shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No shots were fired by any responding officers. Beaver Creek Police Captain Scott Molnar.
This has been an incredibly tragic incident. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the victims.
Audio courtesy WKEF-TV. Walmart said in a statement, "We're heartbroken by what's happened at our store, and we're working closely with investigators." I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street has been drifting lower following a strong rally that had vaulted it to its highest level since the start of August. The Dow is now down 84 points. The Nasdaq, 91 points in the red. This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garby, will leave at the end of this year. The third company officer who's paid the price, the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Virginia Democrat whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson claims that the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. Ken Nunnenkamp, executive director of the Republican Party of Virginia, says voters probably felt that Gibson's actions made her unqualified to hold public office. This is SRN News. In consumer news, U.S. auto safety regulators reviewing some Hyundai and Kia recalls related to brake safety units.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation is reviewing 16 Hyundai and Kia recalls conducted since 2016 that involve more than 6 million vehicles for potential anti-lock braking system module fires. The recalls all involve the anti-lock braking system modules or hydraulic electronic control units made by the equipment supplier Mando. Regulators want to determine if the recall should have been done sooner. I'm Norman Hall.
A second suspect arrested in a shooting last month at Morgan State University that left five people injured during homecoming celebrations at the historically black college in northeast Baltimore. 18-year-old Javon Williams was arrested Friday and charged with attempted first-degree murder and other counts. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.